Trey McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Giavili reporting. All 100 U.S. senators were invited to extraordinary classified briefings Wednesday. Those attending were able to ask questions to the president's national security team and learn about the range of options to counter nuclear threats from North Korea. They gather Wednesday afternoon in an auditorium of the executive office building adjacent to the White House. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford led the briefing. President Donald Trump was also in attendance for a brief time, calling it a very important event. Senator Chris Coon told VOA the session was sobering.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Senator Chris Coons. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is running out of strategic patience and is considering possible military options to end North Korea's nuclear threat. The comments have raised concerns military options would trigger a deadly response that could easily expand into a regional nuclear war. Rejecting former President Barack Obama's policy that focused on containment and sanctions, the White House has designated Pyongyang's efforts to develop a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile an urgent existential security threat. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump called Wednesday for a dramatic cut in U.S. corporate taxes to boost job growth in the world's largest economy and massive reforms in the country's complete tax code that would affect millions of American taxpayers. Trump proposed cutting the U.S. corporate tax rate, the highest among the world's industrialized nations, from 35 to 15%. He also called for the one-time repatriation of profits earned by American companies from their overseas operations, a measure Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said would bring back trillions of dollars to the U.S. that could be invested in business expansion at home. Mnuchin called the proposal the biggest tax cut in U.S. history.
The overall economic plan consists of massive tax cuts and tax reform, regulatory relief, and renegotiating trade deals. And with that, we will unlock the economic growth that's been held back for too long in this country.